Digital billboards using the LED flat panel technology found in many homes are popping up all over the Tampa Bay area. Advertising companies like Clear Channel and CBS propose digital billboards with the ability to rotate scores of ads as often as every 6 seconds. Opponents say the bright, fast-changing signs will distract drivers and cause crashes. Bill Johnson, chairman of Scenic Pinellas.
Well, from a safety standpoint, it's just like everybody's concerned with drivers that are texting or dialing their cell phone. It's a distraction from the issues on the road. And if we allow digital billboards, then how can we prohibit regular business signs from going digital, which would multiply the changing signs to by an order of magnitude?
According to the St. Petersburg Times, pressure from neighborhood associations convinced the St. Petersburg City Council to postpone consideration of outgoing Mayor Rick Baker's proposed digital sign expansion agreement until February. In the agreement, Clear Channel Communications will erect 10 digital billboards in return for tearing down 100 static old-school billboards. Bill Johnson explains another reason his organization is opposed to digital billboards.
But then there's also the area of aesthetics. What kind of a community do you want to be? Do we want a huckster every 100 feet along both sides of our road? Or do we want a community where each sign speaks distinctly instead of shouting to be heard?
Another body, the Pinellas County Commission, voted to table Clear Channel's proposal until the National Highway Administration releases a comprehensive digital billboard safety study due out next April. Jerry Wachtel, a national authority on digital billboards and a member of the team performing the safety study, says research indicates digital signs distract drivers.
The research seems to show that it is. In fact, even the a research study sponsored by the outdoor advertising industry itself shows that drivers looking at signs for more than 2 seconds and more than 3 seconds are more than 2.5 times greater for the digital billboards than they are for conventional billboards.
Clear Channel's lobbyist Todd Pressman disagrees.
We just had a study come to us from Cuyahoga County, Ohio, where they there wasn't any deep analysis involved. It was an analysis of traffic conditions and accidents for an 8-year period for 6 or 7 signs that are existing by the interstate. And it was just adding up the figures, and that report clearly showed that there was not an increase of accidents. Now, in our own backyard, the proof is in the pudding. We have 4 signs in Pinellas County that are in some of the smaller jurisdictions, as well as signs existing in Hillsborough County. Mm-hmm. And there is no substantiation of any kind that there's any kind of a traffic difficulty or accident difficulty with these signs. It just doesn't exist.
Proponents of digital billboards say those opposed to them overstate the case for distraction, and drivers will be able to ignore the bright signs. But Wachtel says that's not the case.
A colleague of mine in the Netherlands has just done some research to demonstrate that we cannot ignore them. His research was not focused on billboards per se. It was a laboratory study. But he showed that even when you are concentrating on performing a task, that your eye is instinctively drawn to bright lights or moving targets out in the periphery of your field of view, even when you're doing your best to ignore them.
Clear Channel's Pressman says digital signs are very effective for law enforcement and safety.
That the digital signs are phenomenal technology that are being used by the U.S. Marshal's Office, by the FBI, by the St. Petersburg Police, by the Tampa Police, for catching criminals, which has been successful, for Amber Alerts, which has been successful, for public important public elements or announcements like hurricane season or in public disasters. They've been very helpful, and they've been dramatic. We can send you a number of documents from law enforcement authorities that have just raved about the ability to use these signs and how successful they've been.
To learn more about the impact of digital billboards, go to WMNF.org/news. Reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF Evening News, I'm Tom Bauer.